Next patient is Sylvia Brantley. Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Brantley, B-R-A-N-T-L-E-Y, B as in boy, B-R-A-N-T-L-E-Y, Brantley, Sylvia, date of birth, 9-23-42, date of visit, 2-13-24, please make a copy for Christopher Larrazabal. Christopher Larrazabal is L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L. Larrazabal. And next paragraph. Dear Chris, thank you for sending Sylvia Brantley for permanent evaluation. Next, his presentation. This is a 81-year-old female who has a prior history of COPD and history of wheezing, has been on multiple courses of prednisone over the past 4 months for increased wheezing and shortness of breath. The patient also has noticed significant leg edema, more on the left leg. And she has been using the Trelegy Ellipta inhaler for her COPD. She also has a history of atrial fibrillation and hypertension. The patient denies chest pains. She has a cough. She brings up clear mucus. And she denies fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history for cardiomyopathy and history for moderate to severe mitral regurgitation and mild aortic insufficiency. She also has chronic kidney disease, stage 3, and prior history of recurrent pneumonia. And surgery also includes arthroscopic surgery of the left knee, mitral valve repair with annuloplasty, and a history of left total knee replacement, and a history for neurostimulator placement. She had radio frequency ablation of the upper back. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked half a pack per day for over 30 years. Drinks wine daily. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease and had hypertension. Mother died of respiratory failure and asthma. One sister had CHF. Next, allergies to erythromycin, trazodone, and iodine, and adhesive tape, as well as amoxicillin. Next paragraph. System. Let's see. Next paragraph. system review, the patient has fatigue, no fever or weight loss. She has vertigo, no hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has wheezing and cough and shortness of breath. She has heartburn, no nausea, vomiting, but has diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. She does have leg edema, and she has depression. She also has easy bruising, she has joint pain, some muscle stiffness. And she has no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, losartan 100 milligrams daily, protonix 20 milligrams a day, mysoline 100 milligrams daily, and aldactone 25 milligrams daily, single A 10 milligrams daily, and trazodone 50 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, and Lasix 20 milligrams BID, also on potassium chloride 10 milligrams BID, Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff a day, and Albuterol inhaler, two puffs, PRN. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 68, respiration 16, temperature 978. Weight is 138, saturation 93. HEND non-phthalic pupils reactive, sclera were injected, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions. Wheezes are scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence irregular, asthma, no rush to no vomit, no acidity. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, extremities revealed two plus edema, the decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes one plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin knowledge is noted. Next, paragraph, breast number one. COPD with chronic bronchitis and asthma. Number two is hypertension. Number three, CHF compensated. Number four, history of mitral valve disease.
Wait.
And number five is
one of the parking lots, they were moving or something.
Degenerative arthritis. And number six is chronic atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A CT scan of the chest, low dose, and was advised to continue with the Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff a day, and a nebulized albuterol solution, QIDPRN. A nocturnal oxygen saturation test will be ordered and see if she qualifies for home oxygen. And follow-up visit be arranged for approximately 4 weeks. Copy of a recent lab work will be requested. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Christopher Larazabal, LARRAZABAL, MD. This is Dr. Souza. Thank you.